All right, let's talk about something you've probably seen a million times. You're scrolling online, maybe late at night, or you see an ad on TV, and there it is, a sleek-looking bottle with a powerful name, something like ThermoShred or Metabolic Igniter, and it's promising you the world, right? It promises to, quote-unquote, supercharge your metabolism, melt away stubborn fat, and give you boundless energy. All you have to do is take this one little pill. And it's so tempting. I mean, who wouldn't want that? We live in this fast-paced world where we're all looking for an edge, a shortcut, a way to make things just a little bit easier. The idea of a pill that can rev up our body's engine while we just go about our day. Well, that sounds pretty amazing. It sounds like a magic bullet. But then that little voice in the back of your head kicks in, the skeptical one, and it starts asking questions. Is this for real? Is it safe? What's the catch? Metabolism tablets or pills, are they really bad for you? Or is there actually something to them? What are the positives? It's a huge, confusing topic, so let's try to unpack it together conversationally. No jargon, just real talk about what's going on inside that little capsule. So let's start with the good stuff, the positives, because to be fair, these products wouldn't sell if there wasn't some appeal, some kernel of truth to their claims. The entire industry is built on the idea of thermogenesis. It's a fancy word, but all it really means is heat production. The theory is that certain ingredients can make your body produce more heat, which in turn means it's burning more calories. You're essentially, in a very, very small way, turning up your internal thermostat. And when you look at the ingredient list on a lot of these bottles, you'll see some familiar names. The biggest one, the undisputed king, is caffeine. We all know caffeine. It's in our coffee, our tea, our energy drinks, and yes, it's a stimulant. It absolutely can give you a little jolt of energy and slightly, and I mean slightly, increase your metabolic rate for a few hours. It can also help blunt your appetite a little bit. So when a pill says it gives you energy and helps you with cravings, it's full of caffeine. Well, it's not exactly lying. Then you've got your other popular ingredients, like green tea extract. This one is really popular because it sounds so natural and healthy. And green tea extract contains both caffeine and these compounds called catechins, particularly one called EGCG. Some studies, mostly small ones, mind you, have suggested that this combination might have a modest effect on metabolism and fat oxidation, which is just the process of your body burning fat for energy. You might also see things like capsaicin, which is a compound that makes chili peppers hot. You know that feeling of warmth you get when you eat something spicy? That's thermogenesis in action. So the idea is to put a concentrated form of that in a pill to create the same effect without you having to eat a ghost pepper for breakfast. Other ingredients you might see are L-carnitine, an amino acid that helps transport fatty acids to be burned for energy, or bitter orange, which contains a stimulant called synephrine. So, on paper, the positives are there. You might get a temporary boost in energy, your appetite might be slightly suppressed, and you might burn a handful of extra calories for someone who is already dieting and exercising. This might feel like a helpful little push, an extra tool in your toolbox. It's the promise of optimization, the promise of making you hard work a little harder, and that is an incredibly powerful and attractive idea. So, but you know this was coming. This is a very, very big but. We have to flip that corner over. We have to talk about the reality of these pills, because the shiny promising label on the bottle rarely tells the whole story. The single biggest issue, the one that everything else stems from, is a lack of regulation. In the United States and in many countries, dietary supplements are not regulated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, in the same way that prescription drugs are. A pharmaceutical company has spent years and millions of dollars proving a drug is both safe and effective before it can ever be sold. Supplement companies, they don't. They can basically put a product on the market and the FDA can only step in after it has been proven to be harmful. They're playing defense, not offense. What does this mean for you? It means you have no real guarantee that what's on the label is what's actually in the bottle. A study might find that a certain amount of green tea extract is safe, but the pill you bought could have 10 times that amount, or it could have barely any at all, or worse, it could be contaminated with things that aren't on the label whatsoever, including illegal stimulants or even prescription drugs. It happens more than you think. And this leads to the next big red flag, a proprietary blend. You'll see this all the time. Instead of saying 200 mg of caffeine, 300 mg of green tea extract, they'll list all the ingredients under a heading like metabolic fusion blend, with one total weight like 800 mg. This is a trick. It allows the company to hide the exact amount of each ingredient. They can fill 95% of that blend with the cheapest ingredient like caffeine and just sprinkle in a tiny, ineffective amount of the most expensive, trendy ingredients. You have absolutely no idea what you're actually consuming. It could be an insane amount of stimulants, or it could be, well, nothing much at all. You're flying blind. Okay, so let's say you got a bottle from a seemingly reputable company. What are the actual health risks? This is where it gets serious, because you're messing with your body's engine. You're artificially revving it up. The most common side effects are directly related to the stimulants. We're talking about an increased heart rate, heart palpitations, that scary fluttery feeling in your chest, and elevated blood pressure. For someone with an underlying heart condition, they might not even know about it. This can be incredibly dangerous. It's like putting rocket fuel in a regular car engine. It wasn't built to handle that kind of stress. Then there are the neurological effects, jitters, anxiety, nervousness, full-blown panic attacks. You're basically inducing a constant state of fight or flight. This also leads to insomnia, which is a huge problem. You can't sleep because you're so wired, but poor sleep is one of the worst things for your metabolism. It messes with your hunger hormones, ghrelin and leptin, making you crave high-calorie foods. So the pill you're taking to help your metabolism is ruining your sleep, which in turn is hurting your metabolism. It's a vicious cycle. And we haven't even touched in digestive issues. Nausea, cramps, diarrhea are all very common. Or the most frightening risk of all, liver damage. The liver in your body's primary filter. When you take these concentrated high potency extracts, you're forcing your liver to work overtime to process them. And over the years, certain supplement ingredients, particularly things like high-dose green tea extract, have been linked to severe liver toxicity, sometimes even requiring a transplant. It's rare, but it's terrifyingly possible. And after all that risk, do they even work? Do they deliver on the promise of melting away fat? The answer, according to the independent peer-reviewed science, is resounding, not really. Yes, they might increase the number of calories you burn, but the amount is almost always trivial. We're talking about maybe maybe 50 to 100 calories a day. To put that in perspective, that's the equivalent of half an apple or a 15-minute walk. You could achieve the same or much better effect by just taking the stairs instead of the elevator. The impact on your overall weight loss journey is just a drop in the ocean. It is not the magic bullet it's marketed to be, not even close. The weight loss people sometimes see when they start these pills is often due to a combination of a placebo effect. They're more motivated because they're taking something and the diuretic effect of the stimulants, which makes them lose water weight. It's not actual fat loss, and it's not sustainable. What happens when you stop taking the pill? Your metabolism goes right back to where it was. The water weight comes back, and because you haven't built any sustainable healthy habits, the actual weight often comes back too, sometimes with vengeance. So if these pills are not the answer, what is? I know it's not sexy, exciting answer you get from an online ad, but the truth is the real way to support and improve your metabolism is through lifestyle. It's about building a solid foundation, not looking for a temporary scaffold. First, strength training. Building muscle is the single most effective thing you can do for your basal metabolic rate. Muscle metabolically active tissue. It burns calories just by existing, even when you're sitting on the couch. The more lean muscle you have, the more calories your body burns 24/7. Second, protein. Eating enough protein is crucial. Your body actually uses more energy, more calories to digest protein compared to fats or carbs. Plus, it helps you build and maintain the precious muscle we just talked about, and it keeps you feeling full and satisfied. Third, sleep. This one is underrated. Getting 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep a night is non-negotiable for hormonal balance and metabolic health. When you're sleep deprived, your body becomes more resistant to insulin and your stress hormones go up, both of which can lead to weight gain. And finally, just general movement, not just intense workouts, but staying active throughout the day, walking, taking the stairs, fidgeting, it all adds up. It's about creating a lifestyle that naturally involves more activity. So, to circle back to the original question, are metabolism tablets bad for you? I think the answer is pretty clear. The potential benefits are tiny, temporary, and frankly achievable through very minor lifestyle changes. The potential risks, on the other hand, are significant. They range from unpleasant side effects like jitters and anxiety all the way to severe heart and liver problems. You're paying money for a product that is at best ineffective and at worst dangerous. The allure of a quick fix is powerful. I get it. But when it comes to your health, your one and only body, the quick fix is almost never the right fix. The real work, the consistent, patient, day in, day out effort of eating well, moving your body, and getting enough rest, that's what actually builds a strong, healthy metabolism for life. It might not fit on the flashy label, but it's the truth. Before you ever consider buying one of those bottles, please, please talk to a doctor or a registered dietitian. They can help you find a path that is safe, effective, and actually built to last.